Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are some people who seem to be a little unclear on the concept of what they're supposed to do when they go to confession. There are some people who go in and they tell me all of the good things that they've done. It's like, oh, I've done this, and I've done this, and I'm so much better, and I really want to say, and I have said on occasion, if I know the person well, I'll say, you want me to absolve you of all your good deeds? Just tell me the sins. Okay. The other thing that some people will do is go in and tell me what sins other people have committed. And tell me a big lengthy story with other people's sins. And that doesn't do any good either. Even your spouses, you cannot confess your spouse's sins and receive absolution for them. It just doesn't work that way. We have to, first of all, recognize that we are sinners and that we have sinned, what we have done wrong, make no excuses for it, and seek God's help in turning from those sins so that we can be forgiven and we can try again with His grace. You know, these people kind of remind me of the Pharisee who goes before God. Notice he says the prayer, but he's not praying to God, he's praying to himself. I thank you, God, that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this guy over here. He's telling God all of the good things that he does, and that he's so much better than everyone else, and that he's better, especially better than this guy over here. He fails to see his own sin, which at the very least would be pride. You know, there's probably some more, but the pride comes shining through. And there's the tax collector, who was in fact a sinner, and he knew he was a sinner, and he asked for God's mercy and his forgiveness, and he received it. Be like the person who realizes they're a sinner, instead of the person who thinks they are justified and yet still has sins anyway, because a sin unconfessed is a sin which can't be forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.